Welcome to the cemetery. I'm former gravedigger Nathan Barnett from spooky old New England, now living in Los Angeles, and you're watching and or listening to Grave Stories. Welcome back. I'm trying some production value. Instead of just sitting in my empty room, I will now put myself in spooky settings. Ooh, wow. This is nice. I actually like this cemetery I'm sitting in. It's pretty cold right now. All I got is my Masato shirt and flannel. We'll see if I can survive this episode. I will say, I do like doing the episodes where I cut to footage, so I think I might lean back towards that. It does take a bit of time editing these, where I put all the footage in, as opposed to just reading the books. So I think I'm going to do a mix of both, but I also do like cutting to footage and investigating and like looking people up from these stories, and this is going to be one of those episodes. I did a ton of research, like a ton. I found things no one else was talking about. I've heard this little story about this phone number that we're going to get into, but every video, every little article is just so brief. It just says like one thing about each person and that's it. And I found a ton of information that I think is very interesting. So this took me a few days of research and writing, and I'm now gonna get through it. So hopefully you like it. I think it's pretty fascinating. So all of that being said, this is a true story about a certain phone number that everyone who had died, and two of them got murdered, if not all three of them. Either way, each situation, each case is filled with conspiracy and bizarre circumstances. So this is the story of what I like to call the 9-8s phone number. Oh my god. I think something's not wanting me to make this video. I don't know what is going on. I just sat here for an hour recording the episode, and it turns out I didn't actually hit record. I just went through this whole script. Oh my gosh. And then I was like, oh, I have to do this again. And then I started to re-record, and I actually started streaming to the Twitch, and I had to go and delete it from Twitch. Oh my gosh, I'm a mess. Something doesn't want me to do this. Oh, strapping everybody. This is a spooky one already. Everyone who's had this cell phone number has died. Two of them were murders, if not all three of them. Either way, each of the deaths is incredibly interesting and surrounded by conspiracy and bizarre circumstances. This is what I consider the cursed cell phone number known as the 9-8s. The actual phone number was 0 and then 9-8s. 8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8. To me, when I look at this, it looks like 9 figures standing side by side, like little snowmen or just people standing in a row. And the curse is going to take down all 9 of them. 9 lives, if you will. So the 9 lives of this cursed phone number. That might just be me getting carried away. You be the judge. Either way, we might never know. Because the phone number was discontinued when the cell phone company shut it down after too many weird stories and strange deaths and people being fascinated by the phone number. The first person to ever have this phone number was Vladimir Grashnov. Vladimir was the CEO of the cell phone company that activated the phone number. The phone company was Mobiltel. It was established in 1994 in Sofia, Bulgaria. Vladimir was 42 years old when he died, and there was speculation that the competing cell phone company, known as BTC, wasn't very happy with their new competition. BTC was also located in Sofia, Bulgaria, and run by the government. BTC was established 2 years earlier in 1992. Then, in 1994, Mobiltel shows up. We all know what happens when government and state-run operations in Eastern Europe don't like their competition. But it wasn't until 2001 when the stakes got real. In 2001, the independent cell phone company, run by Vladimir Grashnov, launched prepaid SIM cards, allowing customers to purchase credit prior to using their phones. This was massively successful, and their customers increased dramatically. 58% of cell phone users in the area were now using their network. That's the majority of the network. Well, government-run BTC didn't like that. And this is where the speculation of radioactive poisoning comes into play. 9 months after Vladimir launches the prepaid SIM cards, he dies of cancer. Often how one dies who's been slowly exposed to radiation poisoning. And it was discovered that Vladimir's body was exposed to radiation. Over in Russia, Bulgaria's neighbor to the right, former KGB officer Alexander Litvinenko fled the country and hid in England. There, he criticized the Russian government and President Vladimir Putin. He was later poisoned and died in the hospital. This incident gained worldwide coverage and was the first confirmed murder by radiation poisoning. Now, back over in Bulgaria, after Mobiltel CEO Vladimir Grashnov dies, BTC rebrands to Vivitel, a similar name to Mobiltel, sells 65% of their share capital and created a brand new cell network, reaching more users and gained back the lead in the market. I know, it sounds like a big conspiracy theory. I'm just putting the information out there that I found, letting you hear it all, and you can be the judge of what you think happened. But one thing that definitely happened was the cell phone number was coming for another victim.
Wow. All this work's making me really hungry.
McDonald's introduces Super Summer Sizes.
Laughs around the pool make me so thirsty.
Large-than-large mega servings of icy Coca-Cola, golden fries, and thick milkshakes, but for a limited time only. So drive through today.
Serving up summertime at McDonald's.
Now, with Vladimir gone and the cursed cell phone number up for grabs, someone snatched it up. And that person was politician and mafia boss, Konstantin Dimitrov. The Bulgarian police suspected him of being one of the biggest drug smugglers and illicit traffickers in the country. Konstantin lived the typical millionaire life. He had many estates, he drove around in two armored Mercedes, he had bodyguards, and he dated models. He was part of what was called the Wrestler's Mafia. According to his taxes, his job was the import and export of potatoes and wheat. But if you ask the Bulgarian Secret Service, they'll tell you that he was the key role in the drug trafficking in Bulgaria. On Saturday, December 6th in 2003, Konstantin was in the Netherlands, window shopping for diamonds with his 23-year-old girlfriend, Zietsi Krasimirova, a professional model. It's speculated that Konstantin was aware that someone wanted to kill him, and that was why he was in another country. He was possibly going to relocate and expand his drug smuggling operation. Konstantin and Zietsi, his girlfriend, were stepping into a taxi when a man suddenly ran up to him, pointed a gun at the back of his head, and shot him. His face was shattered and he died instantly. His girlfriend, Zietsi, was standing in front of him and the bullet went through his head and into her nasal cavity. The bullet stopped in her head and did not kill her. She ran a few feet away and collapsed in the street. The killer was a Dutch man known as Erwin V. He ran from the scene and was seen by many people in the busy streets. He was arrested shortly after, but always denied the killing. Erwin blamed the crime on a Bulgarian acquaintance of his. A Bulgarian newspaper said that the Russian mafia was behind the murder, but no proof of this has ever been discovered. Konstantin was victim number two of the cursed cell phone number. Who will be number three?
Hour hand, minute hand, second hand, sweet money. Time is of the essence, gotta pick it up a beat. Cause time is money and money is time. The one that does it faster is the one that we buy. High gear, full tilt, gotta get it done. Quick, 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 bite fast food, eat it on the run. Rush, sharp, turn around, speed is now the key. Tell them that you want it ASAP. Get it in an instant, punch and run. Out 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We live in an instant world, why not make an instant fortune? Play Fortune Instant Lottery, you could win a quick million.
The third person to acquire the cursed cell phone number was none other than another Konstantin. Konstantin Dishliev, another man who lived in Sofia, Bulgaria, much like Vladimir, the first victim of the phone number. Two unique coincidences, another Konstantin, but from the same town as the first man. This Konstantin was 28 years old and married to a woman named Desislava. Konstantin was a very wealthy man. He owned a few companies. One of those companies was Private Finance Union, an investment firm. But how Konstantin made his big money was through drug smuggling, yet again. Another Konstantin who runs a massive drug operation. I do wonder if he took this number on purpose. Like, he must have heard of this other guy since he's in the drug world. He's got the same name as the guy. And then he dies, the phone number becomes free. You'd think maybe he took this number on purpose, like, for the meme, but I guess we'll never know. It's very odd, but either way, this Konstantin also smuggled drugs. His drug was cocaine. He was the head guy of his operation, the drug kingpin, if you will. His family was also involved. His wife, Desislava, worked with him, as well as his brother-in-law, Evelyn Benev. Evelyn often went by the nickname Brendo. There are theories that Constantine and his brother got into arguments about Constantine withholding money in offshore accounts, and Brenda threatened to tell their partners of his shady dealings. It's speculated that Brenda was behind the murder of his brother-in-law. The other theory is that when a shipment of cocaine didn't make it to Colombia because it was intercepted by the police, the Colombians were not very happy and they were down $130 million. So, they had him killed. On Saturday, May 14th in 2005, Constantine and his wife just had dinner at the Taj Mahal restaurant in Sofia, Bulgaria. After dinner, Constantine went out to get his car. He steps into his Porsche Cayenne and suddenly a man on the street shoots him approximately 10 times. 3 in the head and 7 in the body. He's the second Constantine murdered in the street, also on a Saturday, with the same phone number. After his death, his brother-in-law, Brendo, became the new cocaine king of Bulgaria. Now, a few months before the murder, Constantine feared for his life and also his mother's life. Turns out he was right. Then, after the murder, Constantine's mother was going to testify against the brother-in-law, Brendo, but she was afraid to, so she decided not to. Then, the police convinced her to do so. Then, on the day before she was to testify, she was found dead in her apartment, shot to death. 2 years after the murder, Constantine's widowed wife and her brother, Constantine's brother-in-law, Brendo, were arrested for drug trafficking. The widowed wife, Desislava, was acquitted of all the charges, but Brendo was charged with 6 years in prison. He then fled, ran to Ukraine, and hid. In 2018, they found him, and he now faces 20 years in prison.
Why are so many people drinking Diet Coke and seeing Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah's new movie, Roxanne? It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Just for the fun of it. Just for the smile of it. Diet Coke. Just for the cool of it. The love of it. The taste of it. Diet Coke. Just for the style of it.
Diet Coke.
The number one of it. Just for the fun of it. Roxanne and Diet Coke.
This is the story of the cursed cell phone number that no longer exists. I find it very interesting and fascinating, honestly, that the people who were murdered or killed with the phone number had such outstanding and like remarkable and sort of large grand stories and lives. There's so much information on both of these Constantine drug smugglers that doesn't even mention the cell phone. Like when you read about the cell phone story, it just kind of lists the people and how they died, and it's really quick and brief. But then if you look into each person, there's so much information about them. So to me, it's kind of interesting, especially the last two guys who were like bad guys. It makes me wonder if the first man, Vladimir, the CEO of the company, was also a bad guy, and like, but none of the information ever came out. Like maybe he was doing something bad, and this cell phone number was actually making its way through evil people and checking them off. And maybe there's 9 evil people that need to be removed according to this cell phone number, but we might not ever know because the number doesn't exist anymore. Unless another cell phone company buys up this one, things change, they forget about the blocked band number and they reinstate it. Then maybe we'd see if the prophecy was true and the 9-8s would be coming for someone. We've got 6 more to go. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you for watching another episode of Grave Stories. If you like this and you want to support, Patreon is the best way to do it. Thank you to those who do support already. The $5 members can play Minecraft with me in the server, get in the members only Discord, chill, hang, watch movies, and party in general. Thank you to those who do. And if you want to, please, it would really help. It's the only way I can make these episodes because it's a lot of work and YouTube's just not cutting it anymore. Either way, I appreciate you being here. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.